Things to see in the Beijing area.
Okay, so there's lots to see. Where should we start?
Well, you should see the Forbidden City, of course.
Yeah, definitely. The Forbidden City's basically a palace, isn't it?
It was, yes. It was built by the Emperor Yongle, who was one of our most famous emperors.
Oh, right. When was that?
As far as I can remember, it was in the 15th century. Actually, I am not really sure.
Right. So, would that take all day, or...?
Oh, yes. There's like 1,000 buildings.
Oh.
They say that it took 1 million workers 14 years to complete.
Oh, right. I'll need a guidebook then.
Yes. Though I think I'm right in saying that you can rent an audio tour. There's an office just inside the main entrance.
Sounds good.
Let's see... Another big landmark is the Temple of Heaven. That was also put up by the Emperor Yongle, by the way.
Oh, busy man.
Yeah, I read somewhere that it's made completely of wood. There are no nails at all.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, it's in excellent condition now because they did a lot of restoration work before the 2008 Olympics.
Ah, of course, the Olympics. Now, is that place still open? You know, the Bird's Nest?
Oh, you mean the National Stadium? Yeah, it's quite a big tourist attraction these days.
Oh, good. I'd love to see it. It's an amazing building.
Okay, well, I've heard that they have English-speaking guides there, so they'll be able to give you lots of details, facts and figures about the stadium.
Oh, great. And what about the Great Wall? That's pretty close to here, isn't it?
It's quite close, yes. The Ba Da Lin section, that's the most popular part. It's been restored with a lot of watchtowers and so on.
Uh-huh.
If I remember rightly, it's a 2 or 3 hour trip by bus.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can go tomorrow. It's my day off.
Oh, fine by me.
Great. And then maybe the day after tomorrow, you might consider going...